with us, not on the live line, but in studio, Jennifer Roberts. She is on the board of directors for the United Healthcare Children's Foundation, which is sponsoring, and really, she's one of the grand poobahs of the whole thing, the Velo and Vine Century Ride this weekend. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad nice to have
here.
You with us.
Glad to be here.
This is an event I'm just hearing about for the first time this year, but in fact, this is your third annual ride.
Yes, this is our third annual ride, and it's out of the Arnett Roberts Winery in Healdsburg. My husband and I own a winery, and I'm also on the board of the foundation and work for Three Rivers Provider Network, and this is our third year putting it on, and we are expecting about 60 cyclists, and we've already raised about $160,000.
That's fantastic. It's a lot of money, especially for 60 riders. Now, this is a 100-mile trek through basically the Alexander Valley. Tell us what it's for.
You know, we are raising money for medical grants for children, so you can... It's for all sorts of things, from co-pays to breaking your arm to special types of therapies, but it's things that maybe also your insurance might not fully cover. You can be a family of up to five people making $150,000, that's two parents and three children, and still qualify for a medical grant. And these medical grants, $5,000 for 1 year and $10,000 for a lifetime.
Here's what I like about this ride. You stick your partner on the bike, and then you just go to the wineries. You guys have made it accessible so that the partner could just go to the wineries.
Yeah.
Well, and on top of that, we are very well supported. So if you end up stuck at a winery, we have a swag vehicle that will come and pick you up and take you back to the after party where we have live music, local food, and, of course, local wine.
I like how you put that. Stuck at a winery. That sounds awful.
Yeah. Now, again, this is a 100-mile trek that these 60 cyclists are going to be doing, and tell us the where of it, because when people go past these cyclists on Saturday, they're going to wonder, hey, what are those folks doing?
Yeah, you know, they are out there not only doing something good for themselves by getting out and riding their bike, but they are out there raising money for a good cause. And I also want to clarify, it's not only a 100-mile ride. We also have a 30-mile option and a 65-mile option for those who don't want to do the full 100.
Yes, those worried about our booties by the end of the day. Yeah.
Yes.
So why did this organization touch you, Jennifer?
You know, it really hits a segment of the population that doesn't necessarily qualify for a medical grant. And it also covers all sorts of things. So it's not just for one particular condition. So they're just very available and easy to access.
And these are, again, these are the kinds of charges that parents get when their kids are sick, and these are the parts that insurance, even if you have insurance, does not cover.
Correct. And one quote from a grant family gentleman, the father of one of the grant recipients,
yeah.
One of the quotes that really stuck with me is that he felt like this was a hand up and not a hand out. So that, you know, that this is a segment of the population, and these are things too that if you reach out to a foundation that's more focused on one particular disease, you know, these are grants that not everybody is able to get. I'm sorry, that everyone is able to get. And you can go to uhccf.org and learn more about the foundation.
That's a good idea.
Yep.
And so this weekend, we will be looking for you mostly in the Alexander Valley of Healdsburg and around that area. So if you see cyclists out there, that's probably what they're doing. Good works in Sonoma County, raising money for kids' health issues. Jennifer, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Oh, thank you very much. And I just want to let you know there are a few spots available. So if you hear... that this sounds like something that you're interested in, please reach out.
Yeah, best way to contact you is?
Jennifer Roberts, so jroberts at trpnppo.com, or go to the CrowdRise website and look under Velo and Vines.
All right, and we'll add that to the KSRO website.
Great.
This morning. Much good luck, and please let us know how it goes.
Thank you so much.
That's Jennifer Roberts with the United Healthcare Children's Foundation. Make it a ride this weekend for the kids.